Hi guys, welcome to video number 11 on a series of videos on the Canon EOS 500D, T1i and KISS X3, excuse me. In this one we're going to be covering the disabled flash mode, or disabling flash mode. It's signified by a square icon with a lightning bolt and a line through it on the mode dial. And what this will do, it will disable the inbuilt flash on the camera from firing, no matter how dark the scene is or what kind of picture that you're trying to take. And you would use this if you wanted to take a portrait picture and you didn't want the flash to fire, so you want to make sure that the flash doesn't fire. Or if, say for example, if you're taking a picture in a museum, for example, and they don't allow flash photography, so you can set the mode dial onto this mode and you'll know that the flash won't fire. Sometimes museums do that to protect the displays and so forth that they have on, because prevent the flash photography bothering other patrons as well. So we'll go over the this mode just very quickly and just showing what we can do in the menus and what control that we have. Okay, so here we are in flash off mode, or disabled flash, and like I say, signified by the square with the lightning bolt and line through it, and it also says there on the screen flash off. Again, it's a very automatic mode. We've got very little control in terms of what we can actually change on this. The focusing type is changed, AI single focus, white balance, metering mode, and the picture styles all chosen for us, as well as any exposure settings, including ISO, aperture, and shutter speed. What we can change if we press the set button is the shooting mode, but again, we're limited to single shooting, self timer, and continuous self timer. Okay, we can also change the picture quality, so from JPEG modes through to the RAW modes, or RAW plus JPEG if you'd want to. Now, again, you would use this mode if you were in a place, say a museum or so forth, where you weren't allowed flash photography. Many places don't like you using flash to protect the actual displays or articles they have on display. Also, it stops flash photography disturbing any other visitors to the museums and so forth, so no, it's fair enough. You may want to ask if you're allowed to take a tripod or a monopod into places like that. Some places will let you use them. I've been to a couple that do, and some places don't, for obvious, for health and safety reasons. They don't want someone tripping over it. So you can also use it where you want to take a portrait picture or any other shot where you just want to use the ambient light of a location. Now, ambient light means it's just light which is there from any indoor lighting, window lighting, or combination thereof. So it's just the light that you've got there in that situation, and you just want to use that without the camera deciding to pop the flash up and fire that off for you. So the flash won't actually come up at all. So it's a very, very quick look at this mode. It's a very, very basic mode. Again, the main menus are all the same as the previous automatic modes, so I won't go over those again. And that's just a quick view of the flash off or disabled flash mode on the camera. It has its uses. At least you would have peace of mind going into a situation where you know you're not allowed to use flash. You can set it onto this mode and the camera will do all the thinking for you. If you've got any questions at all, feel free to ask them either via YouTube comments, YouTube mail, Facebook, Flickr, or my website, and also on Twitter, and I'll do my very best to answer those for you. So thank you very much. Cheers. Bye.